You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Mauna Kea is a dormant volcano that stands nearly 14,000 feet above sea level, the highest peak in Hawaii, and a sacred place for Native Hawaiians. It's also a sought-after location for astronomical observatories. There are currently 13 telescopes on the mountain, and there are plans for a 14th, a massive space telescope known as the 30-meter telescope. It is the focus of intense controversy. Many Native Hawaiians are strongly opposed to the project for spiritual, cultural, and environmental reasons, and there have been years of protests. In 2015, the highest court in Hawaii halted the project, but they recently made a new ruling and gave the go-ahead for construction. Joining me now to discuss what this says about the evolving relationship between scientists and indigenous people is Keolu Fox. He's the University of California Chancellor's Postdoctoral Fellow at UCSD School of Medicine. He was a 2017 National Geographic Emerging Explorer. He studies human genetics and, as a Native Hawaiian, has been vocal about the need for more diversity and cultural sensitivity in science. Keolu, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
What does Mauna Kea mean or represent to you, and what kind of drives your personal opposition to the 30-meter telescope?
First of all, I just want to kind of like lay out the sort of playing field here. This is a much larger issue than just the kind of construction of a brand new telescope. This is just sort of emblematic of this much larger issue that's going on within the United States and around the world. And it's the way that we prioritize indigenous rights.
The Supreme Court in Hawaii has given the go-ahead for construction, but some have said, well, this is not the end of the story. The entire University of Hawaii's lease for the land on the mountain is up for renewal in 2033, and that could be something that could be revisited and perhaps revoked. Is that one of the things that you're talking about when you say, looking at this from a larger perspective, do you see this telescope and this fight right now as maybe a wedge into revisiting the entire structure of Native Hawaiians' land rights?
Oh, that is extremely complicated. I'll say a few things to preface that. One is I am a huge astrophysics fan, actually, because I'm a scientist. And I understand how valuable the data that is generated from a lot of these observations. However, it should not be at the expense of indigenous people's rights. And when you know that there's existing technology available that could provide better imagery and better data, i.e. having a deployable telescope, there are techniques that are available that could produce better data that are not going to have to deal with our planet's atmosphere because they're in a different orbit, right? And it's a matter of drumming up enough money. There were other considerations about retrofitting some of the other more defunct older telescopes. Why not do that? That seems like a better alternative. So I'm not saying that we don't want to have a scientific relationship with the University of Hawaii on top of Mauna Kea. However, if it's at the expense of our community, I don't think it requires further development and dredging up new pieces of land and that potentially affecting our water table. That's the other thing. This is an island we're talking about. Everything is interconnected. It's a complex ecosystem with, 11 out of 13 biomes on planet Earth, the most diverse soil profiles in the world. You need to maintain the diversity, not destroy it.
What makes this particular telescope, this particular project, or the particular location where it is such a flashpoint?
It's very, very important to Hawaiian people. For a number of reasons. And one of them is it's called Mauna Awakea, right? Like the mountain with the white top or the white mountain. And this is likely the first thing our ancestors saw on the first boat coming from Tahiti or Marquesa, kind of peeking through the clouds, all of the sea mist. And that's the first feature our ancestors would have seen as they approached the Big Island or the whole archipelago itself.
But that's the whole mountain, right? That's not just this one place, this one telescope out of more than a dozen.
That's right. I mean, this represents something that is like in terms of our history, it is very much intertwined with our origin story for that reason. And so erecting multiple telescopes on top of that feature is problematic from Jump Street. So that's why it has like resonated the way it has within the Hawaiian community, or one of the many reasons. But there's also this sort of straw that broke the camel's back thing. Like, how many times do we need to be fooled when it comes to land rights and indigenous rights and value systems and treaties that were not honored and so on and so forth? Like, how many times are you going to fool us?
With that long history and the fact that there are more than a dozen telescopes already on the mountain, why do you think the protests have gained more traction perhaps this time? I mean, the court has now given the go-ahead, but in 2015 did stop the process. Do you feel like anything has changed?
I do. I think that human beings are more connected than ever. So when there is like an egregious human rights or indigenous rights issue, it gets more coverage because more people are connected. So look at the Arab Spring, Black Lives Matter. We are connected and we can create solidarity using social media. And these stories are compelling.
As a Native Hawaiian scientist, Kiolu Fox, I mean, the Native Hawaiian community is not absolute unanimous. And you already spoke a little bit to this sense of mixed emotions that you do appreciate the value of the telescope. You do want to see Native Hawaiians participating in and being part of scientific discovery and knowledge going forward. The science community is also increasingly split. How have you, as a Native Hawaiian scientist, experienced those different divides?
Ooh, that's a complicated question.
That's the kind we like.
Yeah, of course. No, it's a good question. So I'm not an astrophysicist. I'm a genome scientist. So I have sort of less skin in the game. I do feel that if we're going to prioritize Native Hawaiian scientists and Native Hawaiian astrophysicists, which there are a number of them, and allow them to have opportunities, I mean, that's what we should be prioritizing. It's like, who do we privilege when we allow people to tell stories about the universe? It's a hard question, right? We have the same thing that goes on in population genetics. Who gets to repatriate history and strengthen identity today with scientific data? What types of narratives are you going to spin out in the way that you interpret it? The internship programs that are created for kids that need, you know, those sorts of programs. And those are kind of like, you know, secondary things that come out of this. And I think it's very complicated, and it should serve Hawaiian people first, which not many things in science have, especially when you look at how our mastery and understanding of the celestial sphere prior to European contact. Like, Cook made his way to Australia and Tahiti and Hawaii, et cetera, because he had a Polynesian navigator on board. And then our knowledge systems were discredited. We were not considered scientists because we maybe didn't speak English, or people like Cook took credit. But the point being is that we want to see our communities get the recognition they deserve in science. This could be an opportunity for that, but just looking at the writing on the wall, it looks like it's, again, more colonialism, more imperialism, more discrediting us, calling us Luddites. I believe somebody at Caltech referred to the Hawaiian community as a horde of idiots. I'd love to sit that person down and publicly debate them. I have a PhD from an elite institution, and I'm Hawaiian, so don't talk about my community like that.
This debate has been framed as the science community versus the Native Hawaiian community, as science versus a culture.
Right.
But it seems to me what's kind of implied there is white science or Western science versus indigenous culture. Is this really more a clash of culture versus culture, and it's not really about science, or is science an integral part of this as well?
Yeah, I mean, that, I think, perspective is naive and ignorant, because it assumes that indigenous people have not participated in science. I think the more apt kind of comparison is culture versus culture, or priorities versus priorities, or perspectives versus perspectives. I feel like we're not listening to indigenous concepts and mastery around sustainability. Also, this is this hedonistic idea of, I want to look deeper into the universe because I can. So are we going to terraform Mars? Is that what you're saying? Are we going to discover some exosolar planet that's far away so that we can pollute that planet's atmosphere as well? Or are we going to work on the problems that we have here on planet Earth right now? And that is more of an apt description of how the Hawaiian community feels about things. It's sort of like the canary in the coal mine. Everyone is denigrating our knowledge systems. When it comes to sustainability, we are light years ahead of the rest of the planet Earth.
Kiolu Fox is University of California Chancellor's postdoctoral fellow at UCSD School of Medicine, a 2017 National Geographic Emerging Explorer. Kiolu, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on here. Mahalo nui loa. Hopefully we can keep on fighting the good fight. Ahui ho.
Up next, a vaccine scientist and father of an autistic daughter speaks out.